Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Vayakhel, and we look forward to Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the coming of the month of Nisan, the Tchilas HaGeula, and the commemoration of Yetzias Mitzrayim with the wonderful Yom Tov of Pesach, which is within 30 days. I'd like to talk a little about HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh, and a little about the idea of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What I'd like to share with you is what the Netziv actually says on the Pasuk, HaChodesh Lachem Rosh Chodesh, and it's Pirish on the Chumash, and as he himself says, it's the aside which he references elsewhere as well. The idea, the aside really, is that the word Rosh, which I guess on the body means a head, but as you know, the Rosh really means the beginning, or the Haskalah, the start of something. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh HaChodesh, it's usually used to refer to the beginning. But it's more than the beginning. It also means the most important part. The head is certainly the most important part of the body, and to the degree that Rosh Hashanah is called Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh is called Rosh Chodesh, it's not only the beginning, but it's something of extraordinary importance. And what the Netziv says on this point is that the nature of things is that its beginning in time is a time of greatest chizik for it. You can understand that when there's a skula sazman for something to begin, that's a crucial time or a mesugeldika time. We use the word skula all the time. It's a special time. And it's a time that has a special connection to whatever it's about. What's nageta chodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodesh? And the point is that Nisan is the beginning of Klal Yisrael. Yetzias Mitzrayim, the very beginning. It's a time that's mesugel for chizik in the avoda of emuna. The avoda of faith, it's all about emuna. That's really what Yetzias Mitzrayim is about. The Yom Tov of Pesach is keneged Avraham Avinu, as is well known from the Torah, that the three Yom Tovim are keneged the three Avos. And this keneged Avraham, about Avraham it says, the Yomim Ba'Hashem, Ba'yichshuveh Eloi Tzedaka, the first emuna that's mentioned is, of course, Avraham Avinu, and that's the Yom Tov of emuna. The Yom Tov of Yetzias Mitzrayim on Klal Yisrael is mechazek itself. It's a lel shimurim. It's a night to be have a special shmira inotzel, to be saved from the difficult challenges. Which challenges? Well, I would say the challenges of emuna, especially that is the special time. The beginning is a special time, a time to be used, a time to be used in a good way. Rambam used to say about Noach that when Noach left the Teva, it was a beginning. A tremendous kaiches then, tremendous ability. Sadly, and who's to understand Noach, he used that to plant a vineyard, to make wine. It was wasted. It was a wasted tremendous kaiach that he had. It's a sugya to understand why someone as great as Noach would do that. But the bottom line point is that it was a special time. And what he planted there had special atzlacha, except that it's not the atzlacha that really he should have used that tchila for. So the aschala of something is really the ikur, and that's really what we come to when we come to the month of Nisan. It's a time to be mechazik in our emunah, in our faith, in the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit, the fundamentals of Klal Yisrael, and learning about things that have to do with Emunah, things that have to do with the Pesach Seder. And that is the Avoda of the Chodesh Nisan. I mentioned numerous times that this idea is quoted in the Ar Gedaliah often. Parshas Matos is the one that always comes to mind, that the first time something is found is always the samal or the example of what it is. When metal was created, the first time was created to destroy, and therefore metal is the symbol of destruction. We don't use metal on the Mizbeach because it's Nivra to kill, and the Mizbeach is Nivra to create Shalom. So the point is that everything goes by the beginning. Beginning is a time of extraordinary ability, extraordinary influence. Same thing with Shemini Esrei. Start Shemini Esrei well. Many people feel a yiyush because we all know it's so hard to have kavan in Shemini Esrei. But Chazal tell us that the beginning of Shemini Esrei is what really counts the most. If you have kavan in the beginning, so that helps with the whole thing. Tosfos says in the beginning of Brachos that if the beginning of Shemini Esrei is in a time of kas and din, then the whole Shemini Esrei is a time of kas and din. If the beginning of Shemini Esrei is berachamim uberatzim, then the whole thing is berachamim uberatzim. And therefore, it's on us to be mechazik in things that have to do with Eschala, things that have to do with beginning, and certainly those parts of our avodah that have to do with the Chodesh Nisan, with the month that's coming upon us. Tonight is a very special night, a very, very special night for me, because tonight we will be making a siyum on Sefer Iyov. Who is we? Well, after the Mishmar, Mishmar ends with a 11:45 Maariv, which ended about midnight. And at midnight, a group of us, some 25 of us, sit down, and we've been learning different Svarim and Nach. We've actually learned so many Svarim and Nach from that one, roughly one parak per Thursday night for those 40 weeks or so that we have Mishmar. And we finished many of the Svarim of Tanakh. Iyov will be completed Bezus Hashem tonight, the whole 42 parakim of Sefer Iyov, something very challenging to learn. Rav Gedalia Zlatowitz has been giving the shiur with my input here and there, and a lot of comments from the audience. And people are very into it. We're into the learning. And tonight is a very special night to make a siyum on Sefer Iyov. Most people have never in their lives attended a siyum on Sefer Iyov. Tonight is an opportunity to attend, to come and see what it's like to have a siyum on Sefer Iyov. I'd like to share with you a thought about the Book of Iyov. As is well known, the Book of Iyov is, for the most part, a book that struggles, that details the struggles of human beings to understand why sometimes righteous people suffer. Iyov is an apparently righteous person who suffers terrible, terrible yisurim. And his three friends come. Now, these three friends, as I'll say, are Nevi'im. They're Nevi'im. And they come and they speak to him. And for the most part, they tell him that there's got to be an explanation. It begins with Iyov denying Hashgacha Pratis, to which his three friends object. And actually, after the first rounds of argument, Iyov is concedes the point, then although he doesn't understand it, there is Hashgacha Pratis. Nevertheless, he says that it's not comprehensible the things that happened to him, and there's a debate that goes on. Now, that goes on for some 25 parakim, 26 parakim, and since there are three chaverim, each, as I said, are Nevi'im, they're listed among the Nevi'ei Umas Ha'olam, since there are three Nevi'im, the Malbim struggles very much to try to show that each one has his own shita in his argument, which is not easy to follow. What I would like to do is make a different point. The three of them do have a different shita in how to respond to Iyov's protestations. Now, after they give Iyov Musar, Iyov protests, and there are three rounds of argument in which they make comments, Iyov answers each of them, and then there's a second round and a third round. Where there's a difference between these three chachamim, these three wise men, is in the last round of argument. In other words, when they finally come to a conclusion about how to deal with a person who is suffering, how do you deal with a person who's suffering incomprehensible suffering? And there are three distinct shitas. The first shita is the shita of Eliphaz. Eliphaz, in the third round, is as tough as ever. As a matter of fact, if you look in his arguments, which are in Perichov Beis, he says very strongly, he says to Iyov, you must, if you're suffering so much, what you're doing, your evil must have been terrible. And there must be no limit to the sins that you've done. He says, you must have caused pain to widows and orphans. He doesn't back down. On the other hand, Bildad HaShulchi, his second one, he ends with Perichafei with a, call it a whimper, with five psukim of, so to speak, defending the Rabbeinu Shalalam in a softer way. The third Chava, the third Navi, doesn't even answer. In the third round, he's just quiet, as if he concedes that the pain is not comprehensible. The point here is that there are indeed three shittas. The three shittas are on how to deal with the pain of someone who's suffering. And one thing is clear, because if the Perek of Zion, where Iyyav begins his last drasha, which goes through Lamed Aleph, he's silent. The last 11 parakim are presentations by a fourth friend named Eliyahu, and then the Rabbeinu Shalom himself. And to me, it seems pretty clear that the answer is the message at the end, rather, is the following. When someone is in pain, it's not a time to try to come to a clear answer as to why it has happened. A person who's in tsar is in a very difficult position. Emotionally, it's very hard. And what are you starting to discuss with him? Philosophy. I'd like to tell you an important rule in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Human beings consist or are controlled by two aspects of life. One is the Reish and one is the Lev. The Reish is the intellect. The Reish is the intelligence. The Reish is that which learns and is capable of learning and understanding things. The Lev is the seat of emotion. The emotions that a human being has, the feelings that a person has, is a major difference between them. When it comes to the head, as a person gets older, he becomes more and more intelligent. He can understand things better. When it comes to the heart, to emotions, a person always remains a baby. A person always remains a child. When it comes to emotions, a person is very vulnerable. A person is sometimes you get them a little tougher, but the emotions, a person is always vulnerable. That's why, no matter how old a person is, when his emotions are broken, he cries like a baby. When a person's emotions are broken, he feels faint, he can't control himself. Emotions of every human being remain very, very vulnerable and very weak. And the message of the idea is that when a person is suffering emotionally, it's not the time to start to be a philosopher with him. It's the time to recognize his emotions, to recognize his feelings. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes at the end and talks to Iyyav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give Iyyav any definitive answers. He tells Iyyav to ponder the world, to ponder the Bria, to look at everything going on around him. And it's not the time now for me to share with you those parakim. You should sit down and learn Iyyav. But you'll see that the message is not that there's a definitive answer. And that message is an important message for every person to be able to take, for every person to be able to understand, for every person to be able to appreciate. When someone is suffering, don't be a philosopher. Recognize the tsar that he's in, the struggle that he's in, and Bezras Hashem, you'll do well. You'll do well to be able to help him by recognizing his tsar. And that's really the message of the failure of the Chaverim. After the three Chaverim, the great people, the Nevi'im, after they're finished, Eliyahu ben Barachel, the fourth friend comes, according to some of Parshim, it's Yitzchak Avinu. And he comes and he criticizes the friends. Is that the way you speak to someone in pain? He's critical of them. He says, it's true, Iyyav is wrong. He's wrong to be critical of the Rabbeinu Shalom. But still, this is not the way to talk to someone who's in pain. And so, if we need a brief message from the book of Iyyav, that's an important, a very clear message that comes from the last part of Sefer Yov. Everyone is invited, always you're invited to the Mishmar, but certainly to come at 12 o'clock, a quarter to 12 if you need to daven Maariv, 12 o'clock and join us for wonderful, extraordinary, for many of us, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to join a Siyum on Sefer Eiv, Be'ezus Hashem, this evening. A good Shabbos to one and all.